Welcome to the About Sex podcast. I'm Josh, and with me is Angela Skirtu, licensed marriage and family therapist and ASEX certified sex therapist.
Woo!
Wow, wow, wow. Hi, Angela.
Hi, Josh.
And today we're talking about sex and aging.
Mm-hmm.
So something about aging is that things are going to change.
You get old, I hear.
I hear your body changes. I hear... Does your sex life change? How does it change? Can people expect?
I mean, well, that's two different questions. So your body definitely changes in terms of what it's capable of doing physically.
How so?
Creaks. Most people say, you know, they get more aches and pains. Their body isn't as flexible anymore. Even if you do stay active, there are certain things that you're just not going to be able to do that you once did.
Yeah, most people get a little osteoarthritis as you get older.
Yeah, yeah. And there are things, what was it? Your father said to me that his doctor said that he had old man syndrome, OMS. You're suffering from OMS.
Yeah, yeah. Here's your diagnosis. You're old. How do I fix it? Eventually you die.
Yeah. Well, that's terrible. But the truth is, your body changes. And so people are going to get comfortable with that. Oh, you know what's interesting? Go on. What were you going to say?
Well, specifically, like, how does it change sexually? Like, yes, your body, it's harder to move and all that. But, like, do your sexual organs change in any way as you get older?
Yes, how do they change? Okay, so for women, when they hit menopause, they can have drier vaginas and more painful sex, more tearing because the skin is thinner and they're not producing enough estrogen or testosterone. So also their desire can plummet.
Oh, no.
And make it harder for them to have penetrative sex.
I see.
Men, as they age, here's the deal. So if
so how can you make that a little better then?
Oh,
when
well,
it comes to that.
Okay.
Is there treatments for it?
There are absolutely treatments. Pelvic floor physical therapy, seeing a doctor who can give you some testosterone or estrogen type hormone treatments to help you kind of get that area better, using lots of lubricant for sex.
Just grease it up.
Grease it up.
Just
some
go down
women
your...
are actually greasing it up every day, even if they're not having sex.
Wow.
Just to keep it lubricated.
So you just...
And then you also use a lot of lube during penetration.
So it's
sex.
Not just during sex that it's having trouble lubricating. It's actually in general.
In general, it's dry.
Yeah.
So that's pretty common, actually.
That's interesting. Well, so what about for men? Does anything change there?
Yes. For men... Well, so this is the unique thing. Okay, so men do have less desire over time. Their desire starts to slow down, but they're still, if they stay healthy, like if they stay thin, if they don't smoke or drink too much.
Or if they get thin.
Well, you know what I mean? Like,
most people put on a little in their middle age.
I'm not saying too skinny. I mean, like, fit, you know?
Right.
Like, if you stay healthy, then actually
you
can keep using your penis and have erections.
Less obesity.
Yeah, less obesity
is
better.
Most people are a little bit overweight.
Well, because there's this misunderstanding that, like, once you hit your 50s, it's pretty normal for you to have ED. It's not just being 50 or aging. It has to do with body and lifestyle.
Yeah.
So, like, if you have bad blood pressure problems, if you have obesity, if you have smoking
maybe
nicotine
heart
constricts
problems.
The blood vessels and makes it harder for you to get erections over
time.
I'm
a former smoker, yeah.
Exactly.
That's
so it's
you.
Not aging. It's actually the bad habits you have and aging combining that sometimes cause erectile dysfunction.
Right.
But men who do stay healthy have plenty of erections, but they do have less desire because your testosterone levels decrease over time.
They?
Yeah, as you age. So that is normal, and there's nothing wrong with that.
So they go through a little bit of menopause, a little bit.
Some of them do. They call it andropause, actually. There's an andropause that men sometimes go through. It's like the male version of menopause, where they just kind of lose some of their hormonal interest in sex. But I think if people know that that's common.
Physically?
I don't know all of the details on it, but I did have to read a little bit about it, like, long ago when I was doing my training.
You have no idea.
remember that there is a male version of menopause called andropause, but not every man gets it.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a rare thing. That's why I didn't read too much into it. But so if men understand that their desire is going to change, then they're also able to shift the way they have sex. So it used to be for many men that when they would see a naked woman, they were like, bing, I am ready to go.
Bing, bing.
But as you age,
like when you're 14.
Well, and even in your 20s, to some degree, that can happen. But the reality is, as you age, you have to do a little bit more stimulation to the penis to really get it. It's not just looks. It's not just even the typical things that used to work when you're in your 20s and 30s. It takes a little bit more work to get a guy there.
Yeah.
And a girl, too, you know? And so
you got to work it a little bit more.
Yes.
Maybe a little more hand stuff.
Well, but that's funny. It's funny, but it's true. Like, my couples will come in as they age and they'll worry that there's something wrong with them, mm-hmm. when some of that, like, change in desire is just natural.
Yeah. So it's normal to lose a little desire as you get older.
Or it's normal. Yes. And it's normal for it to not be as easy, but you actually have to put to a little more work and effort into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
exactly.
Sometimes the effort's the fun part.
I think
there's
so.
There's all that build up and you kissing and maybe start with a kiss, you know.
I know. Don't go right to an erection. Always kiss somebody. That's important. You know, it's always surprising to me to hear that couples don't kiss sometimes during sex. I'm like, how do you have sex? Do you just like get in and like put it in?
Oh, yeah. It's like, please present thyself. Penetration shall commence. That's it.
There are couples that have sex that way. There's no kissing. There's no touching. A penis goes in the vagina and that is it.
Yeah, that doesn't sound very fun.
Well, it's not going to be great when they're old. I mean, I'll tell you that much.
It'll probably still be fun, but it doesn't sound as fun as it can be when you throw everything
else
in. Oh,
no. Sex can be a lot better than that.
You got to have a little foreplay and a little messing around.
Well, and there can be... So, like, if anybody has problems with aging, like, their own values are, like... So, like, there's this idea in our culture that sex is for the young and beautiful, mm-hmm. right? And so if you really take that to heart, then as you age...
You're not going
to
feel as beautiful.
You're not going to feel as beautiful. You're not going to feel as confident. And you may not want to have sex as much because you'll think that you don't deserve it or you're not pretty enough mm-hmm. or you're not handsome enough. Well, I got to tell you, people, sex isn't just for the young and the beautiful. Sex is for everyone.
It's for the old and the ugly as well.
I wasn't going to use those two. I think you're all beautiful, guys.
Sure.
But it's not for perfect-bodied people only. You can have sex as you age.
Yeah.
But there's research that shows that women who really have that strong connection struggle with sex as they age, because if they really believe that they have to be young and beautiful, then they really struggle with their confidence and saying yes to sex later on in life.
Yeah.
So it's important.
I don't think men have as much problem saying yes. It's like, you want to have sex? Yes. Done. You didn't have to ask. You just have to unzip it.
Well, you know, it's funny because, I mean, I know that guys do have self-esteem issues.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't know if they have them in the same way that women do. You know, like, I think sometimes men can have low confidence, but will still find a way to appear as though they do have confidence. Mm-hmm. Whereas women, they just have no confidence and then they stick with it.
Well, yeah. What we do is we just act angry.
Oh, you cover it with anger and yelling.
Yeah, anger and yelling. That's the greatest way to cover any deeper emotions.
And women just avoid sex.
Yeah, that's how men hide their feelings.
And they hide their bodies.
You just growl. Oh, you're a bear and people leave you alone.
Well, but with anger, there's a little bit of passion. So maybe it makes it easier for you guys to be...
Not if
know,
he's
like...
annoying. not what I'm talking about.
But I've seen men who know, like, they say to themselves, like, they know they're not very good looking, but that doesn't mean that they don't try to have sex.
Oh, yeah. You still want to have sex.
Whereas a woman will, like, internalize that and she'll just say, I can't have sex. I'm not good enough. I'm too ugly whatever the things they say to themselves.
I think that comes down to the fact that men are more visual when it comes to sex. We have a lot of our stimulation. That's why we watch more pornography is visual. Mm-hmm. So I think women would have more worry about what they look like when they're having sex, because they understand that that is part of what gives him a lot of pleasure is seeing you nude. Mm. But you're beautiful. No matter how old you are, you can still be beautiful. Actually, I want to talk about that.
Okay.
You can be beautiful no matter what your size is, mm-hmm. no matter how old you are. You just have to try. And that's it. You have to do your hair, put on a nice pair of clothes, put on a dress,
shower,
wash your butt. Like I always say, I wash my butt today just for you.
Yeah.
And you have to try and put on some makeup. You know, you just do things that make you feel beautiful. Is that what people do when they're retired?
But I want to point out something you said earlier that it has to do with them. Like, I'm not pretty anymore. That's why he doesn't have desire. I'm not good enough anymore. That's why he can't get erections. When a lot of times it's not to do with her.
It's all
physiology.
Yeah. Or even performance anxiety and things like that. Yeah.
Yeah. There can be a lot to it.
You can be gorgeous. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't matter.
Well, so this is something for you older guys who have older women that you're banging. I encourage you to really reassure your wives or your partners, because as they age, I think all women struggle with it a little bit. Mm. Like, am I still pretty? Do you still love me? Yeah. And so a big thing that guys can do as they age is just really reassure their partners that they're still beautiful and they want them.
Say, oh, I love how you look in that dress. Beautiful curve. Your eyes look gorgeous today. Yeah, exactly.
You know what? I did a class the other day. It was a dance class. And they showed me how to, like, when they would put us in these different poses, they would say things like, look at that beautiful curve. Find your favorite curve. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was really cool that they did that.
It was a very empowering class for women.
It was an empowering class. Yeah, it was. It was called Sacred Movement. Mm. But basically, they're really trying to get women to think about their bodies in a more beautiful way, because I think women don't do that sometimes.
Right.
But I think men don't do that sometimes either.
Oh, no. Not at all.
Or men don't know that it's okay to compliment on those things in their wives, you know?
They don't understand. What do you mean? They don't know to say, hey, I like your butt.
I have coached men to say things like, that is a beautiful curve. I love the way this looks. Some of them won't say anything
like,
to their
partners. I love your legs, or I love the way your hair looks.
I love the way this shape looks right here. I love the way your hip looks in that dress.
So they won't compliment their partner.
They'll compliment, but they'll make it very... status quo, kind of like, oh, you're pretty, oh, you changed your hair,
right?
Which, so, those are okay,
but women prefer it if you actually use details,
specifics.
Why do you think I'm pretty?
Yeah because anybody can, if it's just a token compliment, anybody could say that.
Women can do the same thing. Instead of just saying you're handsome, say, ooh, I like your ass, you know.
Well, and if your man, as he's aging, is worrying about his looks too, then I bet it would help him to feel like you still find him attractive.
Oh, we're all silver foxes. You know that. No need to worry about us.
It's like, I still like that chest, baby. Something like that, you know?
Your gray pubic hair really gets me going. Grandpa.
You know, jokes are helpful too, I think.
I think humor is a very important part of sex. Because sometimes things are just silly or awkward, and it's a great way of breaking it up. Mm-hmm. Like we were talking about, if somebody's having erectile dysfunction and their woman is feeling a little hurt from it, you know, you can make a joke. Like, just say, oh, it worked fine the other day when I put it in the toaster. Just throw something in there.
Yeah,
just giggle. And sometimes that takes the pressure off, and then bam, you get an erection. You never know. Because the reality is every man's going to have that at some point in their life. It's going to happen, whether it's just anxiety or a health problem or just aging.
Yeah, or
happen.
Drinking. When people drink, that's a common time it happens.
Yep.
Yeah, I think couples who age, who keep up a good sense of humor, then can laugh about little things. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe they were having penetrative sex, but something cracked, and they're like, uh-oh, we better stop here.
You broke my hip. You're too big for me.
You're so beautiful, but get off, please.
Get off me, be my back.
Yeah, but if you don't take that personally, then you're fine, you know? But if you're kind of like, oh, my God, my life is terrible and I'm ugly, you know, it makes it harder for you to still enjoy sex.
Yeah.
Well, so here's something else. And I know you mentioned flexibility. I mentioned flexibility, but I don't mean physical flexibility.
Yeah, you put your ankles behind your ears, right?
I know. No, but being flexible when it comes to sex really helps old people.
How so?
Well... because some people are there does come a time where some people can't have penetrative sex anymore.
Yeah.
Like, it's too painful for the female. The male, like, if he had prostate cancer and he had to have parts of his penis removed, he can't even get an erection.
Ouch.
I know, that happens.
Yeah, don't remove that.
Well, some people need to get it removed if they're going to remove the cancer.
Well, they say, actually, on prostate cancer, it's sometimes best to just leave.
Sometimes you can do a wait-and-see approach. That's true.
Really, it doesn't spread as much as others, apparently, so.
Well, and they say it's actually pretty common for men to get testicular cancer, so. Well,
that's not
or
prostate
cancer.
Sure. That's why they always check it.
Mm-hmm.
They're always sticking their finger up my butt. They don't even buy me a drink.
Oh, God. I love it, Josh. So, that's funny. For the couples who understand that their sex is going to change and are flexible with how sex can look.
Yeah.
As they age, they can still have a sex life.
You can still have a sex life into your 80s?
Yes, 80s, 90s, 100s. You can have sex as long as you want. But you may have to be creative.
You have to be creative and more careful. And
maybe take off penetrative sex. Like, not penis and vagina sex.
I like those.
But do other things.
But... But I like
tell me
that.
How you're feeling, Josh.
But I like that part. That's, to me, that's a very important part of it. Like, that is the best part of it, really.
Really?
So, yeah. So taking that out, I don't know about that. That'd be tough to deal with.
It
you know?
Would be. It
but
is.
But you know,
tough.
By the time we're 80, we'll have androids that will have sex with us. So problem solved.
I love it. Well, okay, android sex. That's the fix to aging,
oh,
yeah. Right?
Yep. There's your problem. Just sex toys.
You know, but that, you bring up a good point, Josh. There are people who really struggle with that. Like, I even had a couple clients the other day where that was the case, you know, where they were coming to terms with the fact that they may not be able to get an erection. And it was one of those prostate cancer cases where, like, sometimes it goes better. Like, the doctors try to give a good prognosis. They do their best, and they hope for in a year to 2 years that you'll get your erections back, but they can't promise it.
Yeah.
And there is a portion of the population that it doesn't ever come back. And so
what
for
can
those,
they do?
Well, for those people, they have to learn to be creative with sex. Do a little bit more out of course. There's still fingering. There's still oral sex. There's still toys. There's still...
Can they still orgasm without an erection?
Some of them can't have an orgasm that way and have to relearn how to orgasm in a different way.
Yeah.
Kind of like we did a sex and disability episode where the people with disabilities learn how to orgasm in different parts of their body.
By just touching your nose.
Well, I mean, there's some work. There's more work to it than that, I'm sure.
I know.
But
ooh, touch my nose.
Some people will not be able to experience orgasm in the way they once knew it to be. But that doesn't mean they can't orgasm or have those feelings of euphoria.
Yeah.
They just have to learn to experience it in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard, though. It
is
hard to give up on penis and vagina sex if that's what you see as
or
good
not
sex.
Being able to ever have an erection again if you ever had a surgery like that. I'm sure that would be a really tough one.
It is. It's still very tough for a person
who's
going through
it. I think you would need a lot
it.
Of therapy, which you can actually get down in Baldwin, Missouri with Angela Skirtu at St. Louis Marriage Therapy. And you can find her online at
www.therapistinst.louis.com.
And you can find our podcast at aboutsexpodcast.com. I think that about wraps it up for the day. If you enjoyed the show, give us a like, send us a message. Have a good day.
Thank you.